Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on August 21 regarding Ronald D. Simone, D-E, capital S-I-M-O-N-E. Ronald D. Simone is a 58-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-14-20, but he slipped on ice in an ice-covered freezer. Baird, he stopped his fall with his elbow on a french fry box. Baird, nevertheless, he believes he injured his lower back. Baird, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Baird, he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of L3-4 herniated disc. Baird, this was repaired with microdiscectomy in April of 2021. Baird, he completed his course of active treatment on 7-28-21. Baird, new paragraph. Per the medical records provided, Mr. D. Simone was seen on 8-11-20 by pain specialist Dr. Pulser. Baird complained of severe bilateral low back pain radiating into his buttocks. Period. This was secondary to an injury at work on 7-14-20 when he worked as a food and beverage manager. Period. While he was doing inventory in a walk-in freezer, he slipped and fell on some ice. Period. He completed the shift that day without incident, and the following day felt severe pain in his low back. Period. He went to urgent care at the end of the week. Period. He denied any prior back pain. Period. Had no relief from chiropractic therapy and minimal relief from ibuprofen. Period. History was remarkable for hip replacement, comma, obesity, comma, diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, and elevated cholesterol. Period. Dr. Pulser diagnosed low back pain and sacroiliitis, for which he prescribed medications and physical therapy. Period. He explained that there was no leg pain, so an MRI would really not be indicated. Period. He did accept facet joint injection on 11-11-20. Period. On 12-21-20, Dr. Pulser had him undergo a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. He did see Dr. Pulser periodically through 1-18-22. Since he had no relief from recent facet injections, it was unlikely his pain was facet mediated. However, there was facet pathology in the MRI, but did not appear to be the cause of his pain. He suggested follow-up with Dr. Kirshner. Period. He was prescribed Percocet to take only when absolutely needed. Period. New paragraph. On 2-12-21, the petitioner was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Meagher, M-E-A-G-H-E-R. Period. He diagnosed L3-4 disc herniation that did not produce characteristic symptoms. Period. However, he thought the fact that he initially injured his hip is telling since his pain is lateralized to the left. Baird, although he had not experienced radiating pain down his leg until this weekend, the fact he experienced no symptoms is also telling and suggestive that his disc herniation has been the cause of his symptoms. Baird, the spondylolisthesis was pre-existing and asymptomatic. Baird, they discussed treatment options including surgical intervention. Baird, in paragraph on 4-15-21, Dr. Meagher performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up and participated in physical therapy. Period. As of Dr. Meagher's last visit on December 23-21, he stated therapy did not help him. Period. X-rays revealed no instability at the surgical site. There appeared to be some instability at his spondylolisthesis, which is not a component of his work injury. Period. He opined light duty restrictions are indicated to prevent pain exacerbations only. Period. He is not in jeopardy of sustaining a neurologic deficit if he were to work on these restrictions. Period. He reached maximum medical improvement regarding his L3-4 disc herniation and work injury. Period. He was then referred to pain management regarding treatment of a spondylolisthesis, which will have to be under his regular health insurance. Period. However, Mr. DeSimone declined pursuing that course. Period. New paragraph on 9/21/21. Mr. DeSimone was in fact seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner for back pain. Period. It was noted he had not experienced relief with the surgery, but had more PT without relief also. But he was placed in maximum medical improvement on permanent light duty restrictions. Period. He had not worked since. Period. Dr. Kirshner noted a BMI of 45.0. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the MRI from 12/21/20 and x-rays from 7/8/21. That will be inserted here. Period. Dr. Kirshner recommended a new MRI with and without gadolinium, before which he would need to undergo a BUN and creatinine to assess his kidney function. But he was working light duty with a 20-pound lifting restriction. Period. On 10/21/21, he did have an updated MRI to be inserted here. Period. He had another study on 11/3/21, this time with contrast, to be inserted here. Period. He saw Dr. Kirshner through 12/15/21, when no follow-up was scheduled. Period. He recommended pain management for lumbar facet injections. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen in that regard by Dr. Oppenheim on 11/10/21. Scratch that. Wrong patient. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a protuberant abdomen. Period. He had a suntan that he attributes to sitting in his backyard. Period. He spends his time taking care of birds. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was swelling of the left lower leg and ankle. Period. At that time, he fractured his ankle playing hockey. Period. He was on Lasix, and this improved his swelling to a certain degree. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 65 degrees. Period. Especially really small, 1/2 inch paramedian longitudinal scar with preserved blood dot curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed only 60 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 7/14/20, Ronald DeSimone slipped on ice in a walk-in freezer. Period. He did not actually fall to the ground. Period. He did not seek treatment that same day. Period. He then was seen at urgent care and quickly was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 8/11/20. Period. He also had received chiropractic. Period. He accepted facet injections from Dr. Pulser on 11/11/20 without relief. Period. He did have an MRI on 12/21/20 to be inserted here. Period. He also came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Mager. Period. Surgery was done on 4/15/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Mager opined that he had a pre-existing spondylolisthesis unrelated to the work injury. Period. Mr. DeSimone did not report significant symptomatic relief after his surgery. Period. He was also seen by a spine surgeon named Dr. Kirshner. Period. He had the petitioner undergo a repeat MRI to lumbar spine with and without gadolinium to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Kirshner finally opined he should see a pain specialist for possible facet injections. Period. However, the petitioner was not interested in pursuing those again. Period. And put this in red. I think I recall a description of a hip injury and surgery. So I will have to search for that in the summary. New paragraph, current exam, found him to be morbidly obese. Period, there was only minimally active reduced range of motion by the lumbar spine. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology. Disc pathology, spinostenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. And that is the end.